Good morning, girls, to another edition of the Happy Housewives Club podcast. I'm so excited because this morning, up early, bright and early, all the way from Seattle, we have one of our Happy Housewives Club members, Heather, joining me. Good morning, Heather.
Hi.
It's what, 6:30 a.m. over there?
It is 6:30 a.m. Yeah, it's bright and early.
And so are you okay? You got up with your baby?
No, she's still asleep, luckily, so knock on wood.
That's great. Yeah. So what time do you normally get up with her?
Well, normally about 7:30, but she has been getting up earlier the last week because she's had a cold and she's been sleeping the night through, but getting up earlier. So at the moment we're still asleep. I'm not complaining.
So who are you on Happy Housewives Club? You're Heather?
Yeah, that's an original name, isn't it?
I wish all the moms would use their first names. And now on the site, I don't know if you've been there in the past day or two, people are changing their usernames.
It's crazy. I can't figure it out anymore.
Now, who was it? You know, one of the girls changed to Babbling Housewife. Another girl changed to Legs. Go back.
I know. It's driving me crazy.
I don't know who anyone is then.
No, it confuses me because then they're posting and I see that they still have like 300 posts. I'm like, who are they? I don't know.
Who are they? Do not do this. Don't change, girls. So we have a lot of the moms have been tuning into the podcast, and now everyone wants to get on and do the podcast. So what prompted you to go and get Skype? It sounds fun, right?
It is fun. I'm excited. Yeah. Love it.
So good. I want to hear all about you. Tell us, you know, what is it like being a stay-at-home mom? We want to hear your story. How long have you been home? How many kids do you have? Give me like a few minutes on Heather.
Okay. Well, I've got one daughter who is 21 months old. Uh-huh. And so I've been staying home ever since she was born. In fact, I was not working for probably a year before I had her. When I got pregnant, I should say, I ended up working for about 4 months. I got headhunted for just a short, like a temporary position. So here I am pregnant thinking, oh, it's great. I'm not working. I can just, you know, lounge if I'm tired. And I ended up just the last 4 months of my pregnancy.
When
I'm like the biggest. I was an office manager for dental offices.
Okay.
And mostly high-end cosmetic offices here in Seattle.
Okay.
And so I did fill in for a couple months, which was great. I mean, it was fine. I got me out of the house for a little bit. I didn't, you know, focus on my swollen feet or anything.
Now, how old are you?
I'm 34. I'll be 35 in February.
Okay. And so was it like something you always wanted to do when you were younger? Did you always grow up saying, I want to be a mom, I want to have a baby, I want to be a stay-at-home mom?
No, I went through the whole, like, I want to be the career woman, and I don't know if I want to have a family phase. And about 3 years after I got married, I mean, I wasn't sure, let's put it that way. About 3 years after I got married, I was very much at that point decided, yeah, not now, but I do want to be a mom. And my husband went through this whole, I don't know if I want to be a dad phase. And so then we had to work that out. And then when we finally both matured, we got married young. So we finally both.
How old were you?
When I got married?
Yeah.
I was 22.
Your husband have been married all that time?
Yeah, I was just shy of my 23rd birthday. Yeah, we've been together since I was 18. We went to prom together. I know. Isn't it silly?
So that's shocking to me because usually people who are married that long, I mean, did you have problem conceiving? No.
I tell you, no. The soon as we decided to finally go for it, we had some family health issues. One of my family members was really ill, and I was taking care of her every day at the nursing home and stuff. So I was really stressed. So, of course, the minute we decided we're going to go for it, trying to get pregnant, my period stopped. Yeah, that was great. So after about 5 months, I went on Clomid because my doctor was like, look, you're healthy. There's no reason. You're just not ovulating. First month of Clomid, I got pregnant. So.
Okay, so that was good. That was exciting. I can't believe that you went to the prom together. So here's my
I
big
know.
Question. Did you do it after the prom? Come on,
Tessa. What do
this
you
is
think?
The Happy Housewife Club.
Yeah, we did.
Where did you do it, though? Where'd you go?
I'm so glad my mom and dad won't listen to this. There was a lot of people that had hotel rooms. You know, they were renting hotel rooms afterwards to have like a party, and they were gonna, you know, there was gonna be like 15 people in a room. Well, that's what I told my parents we were doing, but we went and got like some cheap motel room ourselves.
Yourselves, okay. This is what I don't get. Bill and I the other night, it was like Saturday night, and we're watching TV with the kids, and it was one of these kid high school shows, whatever. I forgot which one it was.
Right.
Where they go to the prom. It was, I think, a Cinderella story with Hillary Duff. So they go to the prom, and then after the prom, they're all talking about, you know, what are they going to do? Where are they going to go? And I said to my husband, Are we going to be this stupid? Or do parents not know that after the prom, everyone is going to go out and have sex if they can?
I mean, I'm sure my
but
parents
it's
knew
so
on some
ridiculous
level.
that, you know, what is going on? It's so ridiculous that this is the goal of the kids. Like, why? Why? I wish that they could turn back time and realize, like, have fun. Don't worry about this stupid sex. You have your whole life with that.
Oh yeah.
You know?
No.
Let's have fun with your friends.
I mean, we had a ball. I mean, you know, and it wasn't like I waited the prom. Right? I mean, you know, so but whatever. It was. I think that otherwise there's too much pressure.
I don't know, but I think that there's a lot of pressure now on the kids. I mean, you just have a baby, but all the teenagers are having sex, you know, way younger than...
It's insane. Here's what I want to know. I keep reading about it, like on Newsweek and stuff. They're saying that not only are kids having sex, but that they think that oral sex is okay because it's not sex sex.
Well, they're not just...
Are you kidding me?
Let me tell you something. When I was in high... I'm 40 now, but, you know, to all of our moms out there who are my age, we know what it was like. When I was in high school, you had one boyfriend. If you even dated, you couldn't even date. You were a slut. You had to have like one steady boyfriend.
Right.
And at that time, if you made out, you know, that was okay. But and nobody, I mean, maybe I'm naive, but nobody was doing anything big. Not until like the end of senior year. People,
yes, right.
I'm hearing that these girls are having sex at 14, 13. At 13,
ridiculous.
I didn't even kiss anybody yet.
No, me either.
You know, I mean, I think that this whole society has gone wild a little bit, and that's in my next book. I think that all the traditions are gone out the window.
It is. It's completely crazy. It's everybody's so in quest for the next shocker that,
like
there is nothing
no
left
shame.
To shock, really.
There's no shame. I went to a wedding last week, and at the wedding, there were moms who were in their 30s wearing dresses with these big tattoos across their chest. These big. Now, if you're a mom, first of all, I am anti-tattoo. I just think it's
I'm not a
stupid.
Fan of it either. I don't get
it
either.
Stupid.
But
and if you're gonna have a tattoo, at least do a little tiny butterfly on your hip or something. Now I saw this woman. Oh, she had an eagle across her chest.
No,
like
stop
a
it.
Man, like something you would see a man wear. But anyway, Heather, on the dance floor with these moms, they're dancing. They're like grinding each other.
See, that's so tacky.
Tacky
I don't know.
Isn't even the right word. It's so disgusting. It's like Sodom and Gomorrah. I sound like this right-wing crazy woman, and I'm not. I'm really not. I was like the old one now at the wedding.
Right.
This is my younger cousin getting married. She's in her 20s, and all the girls and all these moms, they're bumping and grinding. And you know what? Even the men. When, like, the men were dancing with the bride, my cousin, like, I'm watching. Their hands are, like, on her hips. They're humping, grinding, pumping, whatever you call that.
The bride?
And this is the bride acting like
No, dry humping the bride at a reception.
I and here I am sitting with, like, my Aunt Rosie, who's 80, and I'm, like, at the old table now. And I'm looking at this, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I realize that I'm now the old one.
Yeah, no, I know. I feel the same way sometimes. I'm thinking, wait a minute, when did I stop being like, you know, the fun chick and now I'm the old lady? I don't get it.
Yeah, so I'm not the fun chick anymore. That's a good way to say it. So, Heather, what is life like in Seattle? Because I'll tell you, I love doom and gloom.
Love it. Then you would love it here.
I would love it there. I like overcast days, clouds. I know it sounds sick, but that's what I love.
No, in fact, it's it is. Okay, the misconception is that it rains all the time. That is not true. It is gray a lot. I would say from October to maybe, you know, April, it's gray. I mean, now, which doesn't mean, you know, that it's nonstop. I mean, we'll have, you know, a week of gray and then we'll get one sunny day. It might be chilly, but it's still kind of cool. What it does happen is it's just overcast a lot. And then you get rain, but it's not like rain on the east. New York City gets more rain than Seattle does annually.
Really?
But we get that kind of drizzle. It's just kind of misting out a lot. So people are kind of always a little damp. But
now, how close are you to the actual city of Seattle?
We're about 20 miles north and just a tiny bit, maybe like, you know, 5 miles east. I live in a city called Mill Creek.
Does your husband work in Silicon Valley?
I'm sorry, what?
Does your husband, is he in computers?
No, I wish.
I was going to say, how can you afford to live there? I was reading in Newsweek that it's so expensive to live near Seattle because the average paycheck of these computer guys, like the lowest average paycheck is $1 million a year.
Yeah.
So what's happening is that an average house is becoming a $1 million house.
Right. Well, yeah.
They had school teachers that they had in Newsweek who are actually living in homeless shelters because they can't live in affordable housing near Seattle.
It is true. I read recently, well, it was probably a couple years ago in the New York Times, Seattle was the third most expensive city to live in the United States. Behind, actually, and they were all West Coast cities. I mean, it was like San Francisco and stuff. It is. It's all the Microsoft money that's driving the prices. And my husband, he works for a home builder, and it's a luxury home end builder. So their average, I mean, like their cheap houses are 800,000 and up.
Right.
They're high end, and these are all like spec. I mean, they don't do custom homes. These are just they build them, and then people come buy them. And the most expensive right now are topping out over 2 mil. Yeah. It's pretty brutal. So, I mean, but we've lived here all our life. We got in on the market when we were young. I think I was 26, 26 when we bought our house. And we bought further north than I would have wanted, but, you know, it was what we could afford. And we were there for 8 years. I mean, everybody else in our neighborhood kept moving. We just stayed and stayed and stayed. And then we bought a rental property down in Seattle, which we had the intention of moving to. But then I figured out that Seattle Public School District is just terrible, and it has been terrible forever. I'm like, I'm not sending my kid to these schools. Forget it. So we sold both of our houses and moved into one that my husband's company built. And the only reason we were able to afford that was because he got a big discount.
Oh, well, good for
Otherwise,
you.
we
You
would.
know, I love hearing how women live and what their towns are like. I want to go to every town, so I want to put together a coffee tour where I'm
There
going to
you
go
go.
to mom's houses all over the world and have coffee. So I'm coming to Seattle.
There you go. We've got a guest room for you.
I want to go visit Tanya in Australia and Meta in Italy. Wouldn't that be
I
nice
know.
to go all over the
Yeah.
place?
I
So
love it.
what have you found on Happy Housewives Club that you keep coming back for more? What is different about our site that you don't find on other sites?
Well, I like the boards because you can get the support that you need, and just, I mean, even if it's just venting about something stupid. But I've been in other like boards or like Yahoo groups or things like that get really nasty. And I don't find that on ours at all because I'm like, you know, I don't have enough time in my day for negativity online and getting involved in debating. I mean, there's
Well,
enough fighting and stuff.
I've actually booted a couple of girls who I thought was starting debates, and
Well, good. I mean,
they've gotten actually annoyed and want to know, why? Why can't you debate? I said, this isn't a debate site, it's a support site. And it's a support site for women who think alike. Now, Heather, did you read Happy Housewives?
I did.
So I say to these women, I based my website on the philosophy in Happy Housewives, the book. So if you didn't read that book and you don't agree with it, you have no reason to be on the website.
Right.
This is like a dating club for moms,
Well, it seems pointless because, I mean, to be part of something that you don't really understand or know what the premise behind it is silly, in my
Right.
opinion.
It's a dating club for moms. I figure if you're coming here and you read the book, we all have the basic concepts in common, which is we want to be home. We want to, do the best that we can do. And let's face it, it's hard being home. Like, don't you want to just slam your head into the wall some days, Heather?
Well, you know, because I was married so young, I delivered my daughter 1 month before our 10-year wedding anniversary, and it was a hard adjustment because I worked those whole 10 years, you know, other than maybe the last, you know, 8 months
Yeah, but
to
it
a
must have
year
been
before.
good. You had to have been getting bored with your husband by then, no?
Oh. No, but I
I
mean, it's one of those things that it's hard to stay home after you've had this routine.
I know it's very hard to stay home, but I say to my husband all the time, I don't understand if you're a couple and you choose not to have kids. I don't understand how these couples can stay together. Like, I would just get bored with my husband. There'd be like nothing. I'd be like, all right, goodbye now. I need something else to do.
We almost did that at one point within those 10 years. Luckily, that didn't happen.
I think that when you have kids, it adds such a dynamic, such an excitement to your relationship because now you had 10 years alone. My husband and I, we were together for like 6 years, and you were able to do all the relationship things, travel and be together, and now we get to do that all over with the children.
Right. Well, yeah, and it adds a new dynamic because you see part of that spouse that you never saw before.
Right. And I also think it brings the child out in you. You get to really use your kid to do the things you want to do. Like, I like to go to Disney, so I just really take the kid along. But really, I'm the one who wants to go. I can't wait.
We haven't gone to Disney yet. We're trying to figure out when we're going to take
Right.
her.
But I
So,
can't wait to go pumpkin picking, and I can't
Oh
wait.
yeah, completely.
I love doing all that kind of stuff. And really, you need to have kids to be able to do half of those things, or you look like a crazed,
The crazy woman that's sitting in the back of the movie theater.
Right, yeah. Or like the other day, where I took the kids to the park, and there was a man at the park standing in the park, and I was thinking, is he a pedophile or just
Right.
an innocent man who wants to be at the park?
Yeah, but
Nowadays, you
that's
can't even
kind
go
of
to the
weird
park.
though.
What?
That's kind of weird. I mean, I didn't ever go to the park when I didn't have kids. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's normal. I don't know.
Well, this is what I'm saying. I assume every man is a pedophile unless they prove otherwise.
Yeah,
This
you
is
have
how
to.
neurotic I've become living in America.
You have to, though, unfortunately. I mean, look at the woman who had her baby kidnapped last week because she opened the door to another woman.
I know. Well, you know, my aunt, this is a true story. My aunt, my mother's sister, this is years ago, a few years back. In the middle of the night, she had gotten up to get something, whatever. She tripped. She put her hand through a piece of glass. She had her whole hand was bleeding, and she just panicked. She didn't know what to do. So she went out. She went outside, and she went to her neighbor, who's a good, you know, this woman who she's known for years, like she thought was a good friend of us. She's banging on the door. So the woman comes. She sees her bleeding. My aunt screaming. The woman wouldn't open the door for her. Can you imagine?
Okay, all right. I think it's if it's somebody you've known for 20 years, it's your neighbor, you can probably open the door.
I don't know, because what's it like in your neighborhood? Here on Long Island, which I don't know if you've heard about the Gold Coast of the island, the North Shore. Mm-hmm. You know, around here, people are a little bit uppity. I can tell you, if I went banging on the door in the middle of the night, they certainly would not let me
no.
in.
Well, we moved to our new house just 5 months ago, and it is, you know, it's a well-to-do neighborhood. My husband's company built it. And like I said, their cheapest house is $800. So no, and we're like the po people in the neighborhood because we did not pay retail for this house. So,
Right. Don't tell your neighbors, they'll be upset. They'll think you're dragging down the value of the price. Of the
we're going to keep that on the down low. But I mean, you know, I think that, you know, everybody's driving their Mercedes or their Lexus or whatever. And I'm like, here I am driving. My husband drives a Toyota and I'm in my little Hyundai. You know what I mean? We're just like, whatever. And I think, yeah, there's a lot of the uppity stuff. Nobody would open the door for me at night.
Yeah, you
no.
see.
And, no.
And that, I talk about this all the time in the club and on these podcasts, that I think women, we are our worst enemies. And it's so sad. Are you experiencing any mommy clique things going on?
Well, in the moms group I joined, there's really not a clique per se, because I searched one out that I made sure it wasn't, you know, kind of snobby. But, oh, I just took my daughter to Kinder Music last spring, and the moms were heinous. Heinous! I wouldn't go back. They were so snotty and so mean.
Yeah, just I don't get it.
Very clicky.
What are these women trying to prove? I went to a mommy and me with my daughter, and I was, like, snubbed, and I was thinking – this little mm-hmm. local woman whose house is, you know, I know where she lives. She doesn't live in this mansion. She has like a regular house, regular life, and she's snubbing me. Who does she think she is?
Yeah, I don't get
I'm
it.
I'm a best-selling author.
Yep.
With a radio show. Damn it.
So
no,
take
seriously.
That.
I'm the most down-to-earth person, and this woman is, I'm trying to talk to her, and she's like giving me the cold shoulder at a stupid mommy and me.
That's ridiculous. That's
but isn't
see,
that,
I just don't get it.
I don't get it. And I want, you know, what I'm encouraging is to try and find women who are like, you know, us,
mm-hmm.
and who are proud to be home. Another thing is this whole prestige factor that I'm finding is that a lot of women think that they're too good to say that they're homemakers or stay-at-home moms. What the hell
is that? I don't get that. I mean, quite frankly, it's the oldest job in the book. It's, like, the best job around.
I think it's more prestigious. I think that it actually looks better to say you're a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm. Well,
did you
I mean,
hear that wolf howling?
No, what?
I keep hearing this wolf howling on my headsets, and I think it's coming through AOL, but I was wondering if you heard it. But listen, girls, if you can get this job, this is the best gig. You can be proud of this. I say it's the most prestigious career there is, that you get to mm-hmm. raise your own kids. I don't think it's more prestigious to be at work all day and have someone else raising your kids, do you?
No, I don't think so at all. I mean, really, really. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't understand why anybody would want to. I would not want to get up at, you know, freaking 5:30 so I could get ready to drag my kid to daycare or have a nanny come to the house, but I wouldn't even see my daughter before I left in the morning. I mean, just, I don't understand why. If you could not avoid it, I don't get it.
No, I mean, there are women who can't afford it. Of course, that's one thing. But I'm talking
right,
about.
Right, don't totally understand that.
Right,
I mean, if you have
so
to, you have to.
There are so many women who could afford it. Mm-hmm. I told you, I wrote it in my book about the woman with the BMW, the 7 Series BMW, which is $70,000.
That's not a cheap car.
And she's dropping her daughter, her little boy, was a baby, an infant. He was 6 weeks old about at tutor time, picking him up at 7 p.m.
That's ridiculous. Actually, in Washington State, there is a law as to how long a newborn, I think anything under a year old, you can only have your child in like daycare for a certain length. It's either 8 or is it 10 hours max?
Well,
I want to say it might
even
be eight.
8 hours and no. 10 hours. That's ridiculous.
And I still think it's ridiculous. But I mean, they won't. It must be 10 hours because it must be an 8 hour day plus commute time. But you can't have a daycare a child in there for like 12 hours a day. There's just no way they wouldn't do it.
Well, I have to talk about this on a whole nother show because I could go on for hours because we're out of time and I have to go clean up. My guest room last night, my dog Patty, was laying. She always lays next to me, not on the bed, but on the floor next to my bed. And I smelt this horrible diarrhea smell. So she was passing gas. And instead of me putting her outside like a moron that I am, I put her in the guest room and shut the door. Because I figured, let her fart in there.
No.
I woke up this morning with this diarrhea was all over the guest room.
Oh, God.
All over the floor. She crapped all over the place, on the bed. I spent my whole morning cleaning up diarrhea.
Bed? Oh, no, that's the worst.
Yeah, I picked up the whole comfort. I threw it out. It's on the driveway. I'm going to throw it all out.
I'm sure your neighbors love that.
The dog is Patty, right now, the dog is outside in the backyard. So I have to go. I'm going to fill up a big pot of warm water. I have to go wash her butt. There's all dry, crusted diarrhea stuck in her hair.
See, this is why you're not uppity, because you are a best-selling author, but you got to go wash your dog's butt.
And so I
you can't put on airs after that.
But this morning, as I'm cleaning up all of this dog poop, I'm gagging and I'm like, bleh. And I'm thinking, do I need this? I have two kids, two dogs. Do I need this? And, you know, where's my husband? Dressed in a suit, sitting nicely at his probably breakfast meeting in the city.
Yeah.
It is, you know, on one hand, let's face it, it's easier to go to work.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it would be easy.
So, yeah. I have to go clean up. So anyway, I'm going to go upstairs and I'm going to spray some Febreze around that room.
You poor thing.
And then I'm going to wash my dog's tushy. But, you know, some of the, not to be disgusting, but some of the diarrhea had blood in it. So I'm going to have to take her to the vet.
Has your dog had any, has she been drinking any, like, water outside or anything?
No, but you know what I think I did? Last night, I gave her new food. I switched their food. I bought this organic food. And I'm wondering if maybe just the switch of the food made her get, you know, sick.
Yeah, no, because, I mean, that's the reason I asked about the water, there's a parasite called Giardia that they can get from outside water. But if it was new food, that's probably what it was. Do you have the old food still?
No, because I ran out of the old food.
So I was going to say, you can mix it 50-50 if you had it. Try plain yogurt. Not flavor, just plain yogurt and mix it in the food. The acidophilus can kind of help settle the dog's tummy.
All right.
There you go.
So I'm off, girls, to clean my dog's tushy. You girls have a great day. Heather, it was so exciting getting to know you.
Thanks for having me on.
And we're going to, as more moms get headsets, pretty soon we'll have like 10 moms on at one time. And it'll be
really
fun.
It'll be awesome.
I think it's great. Tell all your friends and, you know, not your parents, though, Heather, because they'll learn that you had sex. You
know, keep that
on
quiet.
Night. So
keep it quiet.
But I feel bad because now you can't have them listen to the podcast.
Oh, that's all right. Maybe if I do it another time, maybe want something.
Listen, you're married now. I'm sure
that's
they're
right.
Not going to be upset.
No. And I married my high school sweetheart. Come on.
You married the guy that you slept with on your prom night.
There you go. How bad can it be?
So, and you were a virgin that night, right?
No, not on prom night. No.
I was trying to protect you. Heather, I'm trying to protect you.
No, but I, no, it, very shortly beforehand, so.
Oh, okay. You married the guy anyway, so that's all that matters. Have a great day, Heather.
You too.
And I will
all right.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, sounds good. Bye.